Hair flopped into Ruthie's eyes, and it wasn't hers. It belonged to the man hovering over her, leering as if she was a prize steak and he was a German shepherd. She blew his hair away and twisted her head to the side. "You want this, don't you?" Andrew asked. "Of course." She didn't sound very certain, even to her ears. Was she trying to convince herself? Sleeping with Andrew was the next step in their relationship. For 2 months, she'd been dating the high school history teacher and admiring his scholarly mind. And she'd once liked his long brown hair, normally kept in a ponytail on his nape, but this... She spit a few more strands out, her annoyance climbing. "Just mount me and get it over with." As she thought this, guilt bubbled in her stomach. She'd been taught to only give herself to her husband on her wedding night. But no, she didn't follow her parents' religious bent. Besides, she wanted Andrew. He leaned in and kissed her in that tender, tongue-swirling way she loved. Melting into the caress, she ran her hand down his spine, urging him against her aching breasts. She longed for him to twist the sensitive buds, but he continued to hover over her. "Don't be afraid to touch me," she whispered, surging upward in hopes he took the cue. His eyes darkened, and he braced himself on one arm. Anticipation built in her core as he traced a path up her ribs to her breast and covered it with a palm. She blinked, and his hand was gone, braced on the mattress again. "That's it? 2 months of sexual tension and build-up for that?" Maybe she should give him the benefit of the doubt. This was their first time together. It sometimes took a while for couples to find their rhythm. Reaching between his legs, she found his half-erection. He wasn't even hard enough to enter her. "Guess I'll have to warm him up a bit." She stroked him in a way a good girl of her upbringing shouldn't. Andrew's shoulders tensed, but after a minute, he began to get into it. "Oh yeah, this will be good, Ruthie." He pushed into her hand, stiff at last. She barely whispered, "Condom." And it was over. Over as in Andrew's face was beet red and her hand was soaked with his sticky ejaculation. He collapsed on top of her, heavy weight pinning her to the bed she wanted nothing more than to flee from. His long hair covered her face entirely, and she peered through the seaweed-like strands and tried not to drown in a sea of despair. With a fat, expensive-looking envelope in her hand, Ruthie raced into her rented two-story home and slammed the door. For a minute, she couldn't focus on the Americana accents of her living room. All she could see was Texas. The Bootknockers' ranch was an exclusive resort on 200 rolling acres of farmland, smack dab in the middle of cowboy country. It boasted horseback riding, jacuzzis, 3 private swimming pools, and 5-star food. Women went there to get laid. Ruthie cringed as the crass thought formed in her mind, but she ripped into the envelope and pulled the contract free. There it was. Her name, Ruthie Johansson. "I hereby agree to all the terms. Just get me into the arms of someone who won't come too soon or want more of a relationship with my Bible-loving father." There was absolutely nothing wrong with her parents' religious leanings, except their beliefs still had a stranglehold on her at the age of 26. Her childhood had been a series of failed friendships because all the Abigails, Terrys, and Julias in the world were bad influences. Ruthie's adolescence had been worse, especially once boys began looking at her. No school dances or movie nights with boyfriends. Her father's strict no-boys rule had nearly resulted in a chastity belt when, after a youth group meeting, her father had walked in on her and Jeff Dean. Jeff had his big hand under her skirt and inside her panties. Her father had gone ballistic, all but running home for the shotgun hung above his bed. Daddy had ripped Jeff off her. Then he'd blistered Jeff's ear with a lecture about God and propriety that had ensured Jeff would never come within a mile of Ruthie again.